Fauci was out there droning on. Mrs. O'Connell was screening the clip earlier, and she was screaming at the speaker. So this is what I'm talking about. This digital media file number 8, this is a Fauci team warning about this new variant. Now, I have to ask the question. You're like 2.5 years into the Corona Doom COVID-19. How is this thing, after 4 billion doses of mRNA, Frankensteinian, Beelzebubian goo being injected into the populations of the world, how is it still making copies of itself that are more deadly than the one before? Well, the answer is it isn't. It isn't. You want to play him? I know people don't want to hear this early in the morning.
We need to be prepared for the possibility that we would have another variant that would come along. And if things change and we do get a variant that does give us an uptick in cases and hospitalization, we should be prepared and flexible enough to pivot towards going back at least temporarily to a more rigid type of a restriction, such as requiring masks indoor.
Such as requiring masks indoor. This is while Biden's out there saying COVID is no longer your prisoner, or you are no longer a prisoner of COVID. By the by, let me just drop the big news on you. The Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Compost has a front page cover story all about baby boy Hunter Biden. Now, all of a sudden, now remember when Trump brought this up at the debate and Biden said, "You're a liar. My son is not involved." Remember when Biden denounced, remember the guy at the town hall in Iowa and Biden jumped out of his chair and said, "Put him up. Me and Corn Pop will fight you. You're a damn liar, Bob." Now, I can't say that I completely blame the guy for wanting to defend his son, but he wasn't defending his son. He was defending the investigations into the Biden crime family. You know, I really hate to be the guy that has to go back to this and remind people constantly of what is really going on here, that the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the Kerry crime family, the Pelosi crime family, the Romney crime family, did I leave any crime families out? They all buttered their billionaire bread from what they skimmed off the top of what the Ukrainian oligarchs were paying them. You know, in the Washington Compost story, now I can't read it because I'm not a subscriber, but I read enough excerpts of it. In the Washington Compost story, they even are looking into something that we told you about in September of 2020, which is Hunter Biden made a $10 million deal with a Chinese company that supposedly was an oil and gas exploration company. Again, Hunter is a world-renowned expert in oil and gas, even though he isn't. And as part of the deal, he went to China. And the Chinese apparently transferred into a brand new bank account that was set up by the Biden crime family $10 million in front money. And remember me asking at the time, is that even legal? Can an American citizen go into the PRC, have a bank account set up in their own name or in their own company's name, and then have communist, and this is a shell company that was begun by a Chinese oligarch. Get that, you remember? And then have money deposited into their account from the PRC. I thought we had laws against taking money from the PRC, from the People's Republic of China, the Chinese, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Well, now all of a sudden, all of libtard media wants to look into this. Going, oh, look at what Biden did. Look at Biden. All you're seeing all these new photographs of Hunter out there. Gee, I wonder where they got all these pictures, because people like them pictures. Well, I can tell you, they got some of them from the laptop that didn't exist. Remember? The CIA, these 57 CIA former experts say this is Russian propaganda. And at every stage, it seems, whether they're trying to get rid of Trump, trying to set Trump up, trying to impeach Trump, and now coming after me and you, at every stage, it's the same fall guy, the Russians. Now, with the exception of one or two people that I see occasionally in our Crusader Stadium chat room, most people haven't bought this. The American super neocon never-ending warfare state needs enemies. It's made one out of Putin. And you people that think that this is like a recent innovation, that they just suddenly started making Putin out to be the bad guy, they've been demonizing Putin since he was elected, and before him, the previous Russian president. We'll take a quick sidebar here, and I will put the link in the chat room. If you're not a Twitter follower, or if you're not a Twitter member, user, you can only see three tweets. A friend of mine is telling me. If you can only see three, then Maggie can screenshot and get you the remainder of the thread. This is a thread that is put together. I got this from Gonzalo Lira. Follow the thread. These are, now again, you don't know who's actually behind any social media account. I will grant you that. I cannot tell you with certainty that Russians with attitude, if you read their profile or what they say there, I don't know. So I'm just going to go ahead and say I did all the due diligence I could. But as I was reading the thread, I found it very interesting that, gee, we find out that people in Russia are actual human beings. No, you idiot, you fallen for it again. Putin, all Russians are bad. Well, apparently the people that live in Russia seem to think that they have some sort of history and stuff. I mean, they've only been around since the 8th century, so, or the 9th century, rather. How dare they predate the American Empire? I just, because I'm a history nerd, I just find it fascinating to read some of the history of these old, very ancient people on the other continent. Just like when we have usual suspects out there that immediately take the side of America and take our neocon, corrupt, demonic, satanic leaders' words over what the people who live in Iran, which properly categorized or identified Persians, are just going, yeah, Iran, evil, sanction them, kill death to Iran. Why do you want to kill Persians, dude? What did Persians ever do to you? They Muslims, and they want to nuke, they can nuke us. It's an awful long time, since 1998, since the first time that rumor and that canard has been floated out there. That's 24 years the Iranians have had a secret nuke and are going to kill us with it. I'm just going to ask for a friend, do you think that that will happen in our lifetimes, or is that in the next neocon lifetime? In any event, the Russians with attitude, a Twitter thread. Many of you are wondering what the Russian government actually means when they say denazification. I don't speak for the Kremlin, but I'll try to explain what this term means for normal people in Donbass and southeast Ukraine. And then he goes into this history about much has been said about the. Now, I know that I'm not even looking in the chat room now, but I know that they're going to propaganda, Putin propaganda. Maybe you should read it for yourself, cross-reference it, and see if anything that the guys, they claim to be brothers, have posted herein has actual historical merit. Much has been said about the cult of victory in modern Russia, the celebration of the Soviet victory in World War II, its role in public memory and state ideology. Well, I've said this before, or we've said this before, but for normal people, this is basically secular ancestor worship. Untold millions of Russians died in World War II. No, only Americans and English people. Come on now. And innocent Frenchies died in World War II. People that live in those Baltic and Slavic states don't have souls like we do. And if they died, they deserved it. How am I doing so far? They were bastards. They deserved it. Every family in Russia and Ukraine has someone who fought and died. There are memorial actions like the Immortal Regiment, where families honor their ancestors who fought, who went through the hell of WW2. And by the by, your heroes here, those of you that worship at the altar of NATO and the American Empire's military and our state is correct. They aren't. They haven't been right since. I don't even know that they were right in Korea, but they haven't been right since Korea. They may not have even been correct in some of what happened in World War II. You know what? Nay, they weren't correct. But this is what the same state with the same libtards and the same history is what we say it is have done to and are continuing to do to people like me and many of you that have ancestors that fought in the War of Northern Aggression. If you're a CSV, Sons of, or SCV, Sons of Confederate Veterans, you're not supposed to know who your ancestors are anymore, and you're certainly not allowed to talk about them. Because remember, they were in the Confederacy, they were evil slave owners, and they hated black people, and they were racist. Right? That's the end of discussion. It's not my Uncle Bobo's great-grandpa who was in Stonewall's regiment. Oh, no. It was Uncle Ivan Bobo, the racist, the black person murderer, the freedom head. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but this is pretty much what they've done. Well, now you have the same government, this one, in cahoots with the English one, wanting to say that there is no history that predates current history that has anything to do with the Russian people. And I would also say that Russian people means people in Ukraine as well. It means people in Donetsk. It means people in the Luhansk. It means people in the Crimea. How come they don't get to have a history? It doesn't matter if they have a history, TKD. They're not obeying their history anymore. They're evil. They're satanic commies in disguise, and they're with Putin. Don't you just a little bit suspicious that the same fall guy has been the fall guy for pert near 15 years now? It's just a little bit suspicious. I mean, I kind of am.